The hush money trial of Donald Trump is underway. First hurdle, the jury, of course. The fact is, this is news, is because he's the first former president to ever face criminal court. He faces up to 4 years if found guilty. Former George W. Bush advisor, Republican strategist Scott Jennings is with us. Scott, very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Of all his legal troubles, where does this particular one sit, do you reckon?
Well, it's the first one that is actually going to court. You know, he's had some other matters that have been pushed off. So he's had some success, frankly, in delaying other issues. It's in New York City. The chances of him being convicted here, I would say, are pretty high. But the issue itself, I think, is a pretty low concern for the American people. To me, the bigger issue would come later this summer if they get to trial the charges he faces regarding January the 6th.
Yes, exactly. Whether he gets found guilty or not, does it materially matter to the campaign? If you're voting for Trump, do you care?
If you're already voting for Trump and you're a big fan, I don't think it matters. I do think that there are some voters, maybe a small percentage, that will not want to vote for a convicted felon as president in November. But again, I think this matter, which is frankly a very novel legal argument they're making against him, is far less important to people than what they might see out of that January 6th case that would come in Washington, D.C. potentially in a few months.
That Biden line he runs, it's all about Joe and it's a stitch up the whole thing. Does that work for him?
Well, you know, it's an incumbent election. So most of the time, presidential elections featuring incumbents sort of turn on that person's job approval and what they're doing with the country. And in this case, he's adding on the layer of, hey, because he's struggling, meaning President Biden, he's sicking his legal dogs on me. I think it works with his base. I'm not sure, you know, independent voters or non-political Americans necessarily see it that way. But he believes that keeping his base together is the best way to win. And so those kinds of arguments certainly will perform with that crowd.
Where do you see the race in totality at the moment? We're seeing the closing of the gap. Some polls have him in a lead, some polls don't. It's going to be tight, presumably. Is he in trouble here or not?
I think it's a very, very close race. I think nationally it's about tied right now, but I think in the swing states that will make the difference in the campaign, I think Trump is slightly ahead. And I think as long as Joe Biden's job approval remains below 40%, he's going to have a hard time winning. Trump has his own limitations, and they both, I think, could be hurt by third-party candidates such as RFK Jr. But right now, I would say it's pretty toss-up, and if you really forced me, I'd say Trump has a slight, ever so slight advantage.
Good on you, Scott. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk again. Scott Jennings, former George W. Bush advisor, Republican strategist these days.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.